From Washington, this is VOA News. Revised, more pro-family U.S. hostage guidelines are unveiled. President Obama Wednesday directed changes in U.S. hostage policy, saying the government will no longer threaten families with criminal charges to try and negotiate with terrorist kidnappers or paying a ransom to win freedom for hostages.
Many of the families told us that they at times felt like an afterthought or a distraction, that too often the law enforcement or military and intelligence officials they were interacting with were begrudging in giving them information. That ends today. I'm making it clear that these families are to be treated like what they are, our trusted partners and active partners in the recovery of their loved ones.
Mr. Obama, however, said the longstanding U.S. policy of offering no concessions or ransom to terrorists remains unchanged. Niger's army says it killed 15 Boko Haram militants in land and air operations and taken another 20 captive. Reuters Wednesday reported insurgents killed 5 people in a Nigerian border village. Meanwhile, the detention of dozens of children in Cameroon has highlighted the concerns rights groups have about abuses in the regional response to the insurgent group. Steve Cockburn is with Amnesty International.
I think we've seen that in Niger, in Chad, in Cameroon, and of course, more than anything else, in Nigeria. I think we are quite clear, our message, that the countries who are also threatened by Boko Haram do not have to repeat the same mistakes and the same errors as Nigeria, which for a number of years has tried to fight Boko Haram using quite indiscriminate means and as we showed recently in a report, in committing war crimes.
The children detained in Cameroon followed a December raid of Islamic schools, which Cameroonian authorities blame for being Boko Haram training camps. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has reportedly launched an offensive on the Kurdish-held Syrian border town of Kobani. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the attack began early Thursday with a suicide bombing near the border crossing with Turkey, killing at least 5 people. The United States and China ended 3 days of strategic and economic talks in Washington with a commitment to come up with a code of conduct on state behavior on cyberspace. The two countries broke off cooperation on cyber espionage last year after the U.S. charged 5 members of the People's Liberation Army with hacking into computer networks of U.S. corporations to steal intellectual property. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of the new joint effort after Wednesday's talks.
We believe very strongly that the United States and China should be working together to develop and implement a shared understanding of appropriate state behavior in cyberspace. And I'm pleased to say that China agreed that we must work together to complete a code of conduct regarding cyber activities.
Wednesday, in a meeting with visiting Chinese officials, President Obama urged Beijing to take concrete steps to ease tensions over both cyber intrusions and maritime tensions in the South China Sea. Crucial talks between Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and European officials ended early Thursday in Brussels with no deal for Athens to get a much-needed installment of an EU-European bailout. Finnish Finance Minister Alexander Stubb said the process has not ended.
It's always important to keep the process going for political reasons and also, to be quite honest, to show the outside world that we're serious in trying to achieve a deal.
Officials plan to gather again Thursday. Greece must make a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by Tuesday. To do that, it needs an $8 billion infusion from the EU. Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev has been formally sentenced to death for the bloody 2013 attack that killed 3 and wounded more than 260 others. Tsarnaev apologized to the victims and survivors of the attack. That did not impress bombing survivor Lynn Julian.
I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak because what he said showed no remorse, no regret, and no empathy for what he's done to our lives.
Tsarnaev was found guilty on all 30 terrorism and other charges against him. North and South Korea are observing the 65th anniversary of the beginning of their 1950s conflict that left millions dead and 2 countries divided. The war began June 25, 1950, when China-backed North Korean forces launched an assault across the 38th parallel. The head of UNAIDS Wednesday warned the global HIV epidemic could see a resurgence in 5 years without a drastic effort to prevent and treat the AIDS virus. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.